Hello and welcome to ATN World News. I'm Leah, and it's great to be with you, the viewers, all around the world. Today, what an impressive gentleman we have with us. We have Terry Blackwood of the Imperials. Hey, thanks for being with us today, Terry.
Thank you, Leah. So glad to be with you, too.
I tell you what, this is a powerful group. There are so many incredible things that has happened with the Imperials, and there are so many fabulous icon songs that happen with the Imperials. It's just, it's a rich wealth of things that have happened. And when I have someone on like that who's had all this, there are so many poignant moments with their group or with their career that I kind of touch on that. So, Terry, I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what is one of your most memorable, poignant moments in your career?
Well, in May of 1969, the Imperials had recorded two albums. New Dimensions was our first release, and The Imperials Now was our second. After the second release, Joe Mascalo, our manager, was in the office early one morning, May of 1969, going through the mail and answering all the messages, and the phone rang. It was a man named Elvis Presley. And he said, "Joe, I have been following your group now for several years, even back before when I joined the group." And he said, "I love your New Dimensions record and your Imperials Now record. I am going to open in Las Vegas in July of 1969, which is 2 months, 3 months later." He said, "I've already secured the Sweet Inspirations and the TCB band." And he said, "I would love to have the Imperials on the show." Well, we hadn't gotten there that morning yet. And so Joe said, "Wait a minute, Elvis, let me ask the guys." So he turned around to the empty room and he said, "Guys, would you like to open with Elvis in 2 months in Vegas?" Dead silence in the room. He turned around to Elvis and he said, "Elvis," they all nodded yes. "What time is the first rehearsal?"
Oh, my goodness. You know, what I was thinking is that in the scripture, believers are given the great commission that we are to go and be a witness to the whole world. Uh-huh. And you talk about the biggest door ever in the universe for witnessing, opening up, where your group got to sing on his How Great Thou Art album, and I think another album. But
the He Touched Me record, yes.
But when you think about it, he had mostly secular followers. And you mentioned something to me that on one of his albums, it went to a billion people, or go ahead and tell us about that.
Well, his manager, Colonel Parker, had worked out a deal for him to do Aloha, Elvis from Aloha, in the spring of 1972. And we had left about 6 months before that. And that went to a billion, 200 million people around the world who heard Elvis sing. And at that time, the Stamps, who had replaced us, got to sing How Great Thou Art, which was the song that we always sang. They didn't do He Touched Me, but they did Sweet, Sweet Spirit. And Sweet, Sweet Spirit was first recorded by the Imperials on our Love is a Thing record, which also included the song He Touched Me. So the irony is that after all these years, people think of the Stamps and they connect it with Sweet, Sweet Spirit. But the Imperials were the first group to record Sweet, Sweet Spirit.
We had a wonderful
cut of that.
Amazing. I don't know. It still floors me. I think, look at all those people that got a witness.
Yes.
You know, and I'm just thinking that as a Christian, that must have blown your little mind to be able to witness well, such a massive crowd.
Some of you accuse me of having a little mind, and I don't mind.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
We sang the song "He Touched Me" to people around the world, a cappella. In fact, we did a 3-week stay in Paris, France, with a man named Franck Michiel, who had done a series of Elvis songs, and he invited the Imperials to come over and be his backup group. He gave us a spot in the show where we sang about 3 or 4 songs. During the course of our spot, we ended up with "Sweet, Sweet Spirit." Now, the French people don't speak English. I don't know if you know that or not. They take a lot of pride in the fact that they only speak French. They don't speak English. And so, but they're wonderful people, and we have a lot of friends in France. But when we finished the show and we got back to the table, people would come up to the table and they would say, "Oh, that's," in their broken English, "that song, this sweet, sweet spirit, gave me chicken skin."
Oh, that's
And that
that's
was
weird.
Their way of saying it gave me goosebumps.
I see, yeah.
And that was the Holy Spirit speaking to them, even though they didn't understand the words, they could feel the Holy Spirit in the song that we sang.
That's amazing. You know, the Imperials, it's a group. What some people don't know about Southern Gospel, you got a really good band together. It keeps going on. It doesn't end. You know, you'll get replacements and it will go on, and, you know, the quality of the songs will be there. And people have said that the best years that they felt that the group had was, you know, the years you were with them. And I know that your father was involved, right? Am I correct?
Yes, my father was an original member of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet.
Yeah.
There's a brief story there. They started back in 1934 in the hills of Choctaw County, Mississippi. The original group was my Uncle Roy, who was the senior brother, and my father Doyle, who came along 9 years later, and their younger brother James, who came along 9 years later. So by the time the youngest brother James was born, the oldest brother, Roy, had married and had a son named R.W. That was the original Blackwood Brothers Quartet. Roy, Doyle, my father, James, and Roy's son, R.W. And my father was the original master of ceremonies. And he would always say on the stage that we are the only group you will ever see that has 3 brothers, 2 uncles, 2 nephews, a father, and a son.
All in one.
All in one group. And it took people a little bit of time to figure out what he was saying, but they were cute little guys. None of them were over 5'6", but they had these powerhouse voices, and they won the hearts of the people of Mississippi. They went all over the state singing their gospel music to people all over the state. And back then, they did their promotions from a radio station in Kosciuszko, Mississippi, and they would go around to a town where they were going to sing that night. They'd have a bullhorn on the top of the car, and they would announce the concert that night at the local high school. Back then, the tickets were like 15 cents or 20 cents or a quarter just to get in.
That's amazing. And look at where you are now.
And that's why I'm so grateful for my father and my uncles for paving the way for us. They worked so hard to present the gospel to the people all over the world. And they had an early morning radio broadcast, live radio broadcast out of Kosciuszko. And they would do a concert maybe 200-300 miles away from Kosciuszko, do the concert, then drive all night long back home and get right back on radio the next morning for a live radio broadcast. These guys were amazing.
Well, I tell you what, they were anointed with extra energy.
Oh, yeah, when they really were.
I tell you, I always think that artists are because of all the gigs, you know, that they choose to do and all the traveling. And as Southern Gospel especially, they like to do, you know, shows. They like to travel. They like to meet the people. And oh, yeah. They're always on a bus somewhere, you know. But, Terry, what do you see for now, like for right now or in the next year or so if the Lord tarries, you know? What do you foresee?
Well, I'm still singing. In fact, I was out this morning, and I was singing all the way. I was in my car. Actually, I have a truck, so I was traveling around in my truck singing songs. I feel like God has blessed me with a voice, and it's a voice that is uniquely mine, and I want to be able to sing the best I can. Every time I'm given an opportunity to sing, I sing with everything I have in me. And that means you cannot let your talent go to waste. You have to keep singing. And I love to sing. In fact, the last few days I've been working on my piano right here because I intend to do some solo concerts where I'm singing with the piano, and I'll be sharing some of my testimony as I sing.
That's wonderful, and your voice is still sweet as ever.
Thank you.
Honestly, it's been one of the greatest joys having you on today. It was such joyful, exciting topics and information of a wonderful life lived for Christ. I want to thank you.
Well, thank you, Leah. I appreciate the opportunity to share with your audience just how good our God is and how faithful he is if you will just simply trust him.
Amen. And until next time, I'm Leah reminding you that God loves you.